Let's focus on what its reason for existence is. When you think about, by illustration, you can think about some of our institutions here in America, like Yale or Harvard. My understanding is that those schools were begun 300 or so years ago as Christian schools. But as the centuries and as the decades went by, they lost that distinctive purpose and they became just solely an academic institution. Well, it's easy for the church as well. And you can think about other institutions or groups that started out with one purpose, but over the centuries, over the years even, sometimes it doesn't even take 100 or more years. Sometimes it can happen in a decade or so, loses focus on what the real reason of why they started was. And so in the church, we need to always remind ourselves is, what's the purpose of the church? What should the church be? What the church should be. When you think about the purpose of the church, and when you question that, you might get different answers. Some people might say, well, a church exists to keep the traditions alive. And maybe some think we're here just because we've got to keep the traditions of our fathers alive. Some think the church exists to provide a social background and a moral background, moral upbringing for our families. And that the church needs to be there to provide that moral integrity for our community, for our families. And it needs to be there to provide social activities and social friendships for people. Some might say, well, the church is there to serve me. And some have even done surveys in the community and said, what do you want in a church? And then they take those survey results and they create the church based upon that. And they say, we created a church for you to come be a part of it. And so some see the church is there to serve them. Some see that the church is about a personality. A great preacher who has a tremendous personality, and that's why people are part of that church, because of that personality or because of the programs of the church. But we need to consider this morning that the church must be driven by God's purposes. Church must be driven by God's purposes. In Proverbs 19:21, the Bible says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. The Lord's purposes are going to stand. And so when we think about what's the purpose of the church, we need to think about, well, what would God have the church to be? In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, I have come to build my church. So Jesus came to establish his group of people, his assembly, his church. And the gates of hell, the gates of Hades, shall not prevail against it. And so we want to be a part of that church that Jesus began. We're focused here on restoring New Testament Christianity and not adding anything to the New Testament, not taking away anything to the New Testament, but following the pattern of the New Testament and being a part of the church that Jesus established. So we want to think about what was the purpose in the New Testament for the church. And then we want to always be adjusting and making correction to our own course and how we are existing, and making sure we are focusing on these same purposes as a church today. First thing, when we think about the church in the New Testament, we realize that and everything should go and work toward this. I mean, everything ought to be focused on this overall objective of making disciples. The church should be a disciple-making factory. Should be a disciple-making factory. When we think about the church, we think about our great commission, the commission that the Lord gives us. We are to go into all nations. And we're to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, teaching them whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. So we have a great commission that we are to go. And the idea there, the command verb in that sentence is not go, but it is to make disciples. So some will even translate it, as you're going, make disciples. In other words, in our living, as we're going about our life, all of us have the responsibility of making disciples, of telling people about Jesus, and not just making someone known about Jesus, not just getting them wet in the baptismal waters, but making them a disciple by teaching them all.